Report, ex-staffer calls Kamala Harris a bully unloading soul-destroying criticism. By Charlie Spiring on December 6, 2021. Former staffers for Vice President Kamala Harris continue speaking out anonymously about their experience working for her, as she faces questions about her leadership. One staffer described Harris as a bully in a Washington Post story who does not do the work necessary for the job. "It's clear that you're not working with somebody who is willing to do the prep and the work," the former staffer said. "With Kamala, you have to put up with a constant amount of soul-destroying criticism and also her own lack of confidence. So you're constantly sort of propping up a bully, and it's not really clear why." Four of Harris' staff are leaving the vice president's office by the end of the year, as more media outlets detail internal struggles and infighting as her approval ratings keep sinking. Senior advisor and chief spokesperson Simone Sanders announced her plans to leave, as well as communications director Ashley Etienne, director of press operations Peter Vols, and Vince Evans, the deputy director of the Office of Public Engagement and Intergovernmental Affairs. In July, Carly Sadkowiak, the director of Advance, and Gabrielle DeFranceschi, the deputy director of Advance, revealed their plans to leave her office. In June, one person with knowledge of her office described to Politico an abusive environment where people are thrown under the bus. "It's not a healthy environment and people often feel mistreated. It's not a place where people feel supported but a place where people feel treated like ass," the person said. A November poll showed that only 13% of Democrat voters say they would support Harris for president in 2024 if President Joe Biden decides not to run for re-election.